Sources of Spiritual Courage, Part 4. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, Episode 66. And today, this is the fourth and final episode looking at sources of spiritual courage that we see in Jesus and that I believe can increase our spiritual bravery. This is all based in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus has gone back to his hometown, into his home synagogue, and preached and taught and claimed the promises of Isaiah for himself, and then spoken words that people liked, and then spoken some that they really did not like, that ended in them being furious with him and wanting to murder him. So that challenging situation. And there's more on this in the previous episodes, 1, 2, and 3 before this, and also on two sermons on this passage for Watford and the Thames Valley Church that you'll find online, as well as a clip, a few minutes of video from the reconstructed synagogue in Nazareth that I was in recently. And I think you'll enjoy that. It's all on the YouTube channel, so have a look for that. That's the context. I haven't got time now to go into all the details of what happened in Luke 4, but we are going to look at this fourth and final source of bravery. Now, the first one we looked at was from Luke 3, where Jesus hears the voice of God giving him his approval. The first source of bravery, spiritual bravery, is God's approval. If you don't have that foundation, there's not much point going any further. Start there. But secondly, also, Jesus had spiritual bravery because he'd allowed God to refine him in the wilderness at the beginning of chapter 4. Thirdly, Jesus had spiritual bravery because he had God's word. He was devoted to God's word. That was a source of courage for him. So God's approval, God's refining, and God's word. Wonderful sources of courage. But there's a fourth, final, and rather more unusual, or perhaps less predictable, source of courage that I see in chapter 3 and 4. And this is at the end of chapter 4. Let me read here. This is now in Capernaum. He's moved on. And it says that he went out to a solitary place. People were looking for him. And they came to find him. They tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said this: I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea, from synagogue to synagogue, preaching and teaching, knowing that's why he had been sent. I believe this is the fourth source of his spiritual bravery, that he was fully committed to God's mission for him. He understood that God had a calling on him. He understood that God had a purpose for him. He understood that God had something that he wanted him to do that only Jesus could do, and that gave him bravery. There's something about knowing that you are the man or you are the woman for the job that gives you an extra measure of bravery. We, as disciples of Jesus Christ, as followers of him as our King, we are also charged with, commissioned, given permission to carry on this mission of talking about the good news. What is it saying here? The good news of the kingdom of God. What a privilege that is. And God believes in you, that you are part of how this good news of the kingdom of God will spread and be known and be experienced and be enjoyed in your family, amongst your friends and your neighbors, your work colleagues, people around you. This gives us courage because God has called us to this. We haven't called ourselves to it. God has. He must believe that he's going to empower you, strengthen you enough, and use you for you to be able to do this. It's a source of spiritual bravery. God has something important for me to do, and he will equip me. He must, since he's called me. He wouldn't call me and then not equip me, right? And so therefore, I think this is a fourth and perhaps sometimes neglected source of spiritual bravery and courage. I think many of us as followers of Jesus know that we have this calling. But have you thought about it as being a source of bravery? I wonder. I'd like to know what you think about that. Well, that wraps up our four-part series on sources of spiritual bravery, kicked off from what we see in Jesus here in Luke chapter 4 in Nazareth. So just to summarize one last time, it's God's approval that gives us spiritual bravery. It's God's refining that gives us spiritual bravery. It's God's word and being devoted to it that gives us spiritual bravery. And it is God's calling and God's mission for us that gives us spiritual bravery. I'd love to know what you think about all this. So please do leave a comment. Leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording, and leave it in public so that we can read it and learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know anybody who might benefit from this recording, then please pass it on, send them the link, post it on your Facebook page, tweet about it, copy it somewhere, let somebody know if they might benefit. And if you have already done so, thank you for liking and subscribing the channel. I'd appreciate it if you would do so if you haven't already done so. And I do hope that until the next time, that you have a wonderful week of tremendous quiet times, growing in your spiritual bravery and courage to God's glory. Take care and God bless.